and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
How can a monster be so beautiful and so intriguing? That's one of the quotes from Aluka Magnata Obsession. It's a blog run by a woman named Lexa, who is in love with the guy. She's obsessed with Aluka Magnata. And I think the worst part is, I think she's just a very, very normal woman. And somehow fell in love with a killer. And writes about it daily.
We got all sorts of questions.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, Lexa joins us. Hey.
Hi there.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Thank you.
So, Lexa, how old are you?
I'm 30.
And are you single or are you married?
I'm married.
Do you have any children?
I do.
How many?
I don't think I have to give you every detail.
Okay.
We got.
Are you professional? You work?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you in love with Aluka Magnata?
I'm not in love with him, no.
Okay, so describe your feelings for Aluka Magnata then.
I have a schoolgirl crush on him. There's this whole duality that is Aluka. He has a beautiful face that I just can't help but be attracted to. But it is really a strange feeling for me because I'm not usually attracted to people on such a shallow level based solely on appearance. But really, it's this darker side, this more complex side of Aluka that I wouldn't say I'm attracted to, I'm just absolutely fascinated with. And these two sides just kind of feed my obsession. And I'm not just talking about, like, his alleged crime. I'm talking about, like, his life, who he is inside.
Well, first of all, it's odd that you say allegedly when it's allegedly all on video. That's the one thing.
His face is not in the video, though.
The way that you talk about him, you're enamored with him. Like, it's almost just like the tone of your voice and the words you choose to describe him. Is there a sexual attraction?
No, I wouldn't say it's sexual. Like I said, it's this schoolgirl crush.
But even a schoolgirl crush comes from something. It gives you that tingling feeling inside.
It does give me a tingling feeling inside, but I wouldn't necessarily say that feeling is sexual.
You don't fantasize about him?
Not in that way. I mean, I want to know him. I want to be his friend. I want to, you know, I'd love to, you know, hug him and hold him, but...
But we're talking about a guy who chopped up another human being and left his body parts in different parts of this country.
Right. And I'm aware there is obviously some cognitive dissonance involved in me supporting Aluka the way I do. It's impossible to reconcile, you know, this beauty and beast inside of him. Like, on the one hand, I do adore this image that he's created for himself, even though I'm fully aware it's not real.
What is that image? Describe that image.
Just this beautiful model, you know, this successful guy. There's so much information out there that indicates that, you know, it's all a lie. It's not true. I mean, even his face is not real. He's got cosmetic surgery. He's altered. He's not real. On the other hand, there is, you know, there's this lost little boy who allegedly committed this heinous crime. And to me, it appears that the reason for that might not have been some crazy psychopathic urge, but rather a way to get attention.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Lexa. She runs a blog online called Aluka Magnata Obsession and so far has admitted that she's got a schoolgirl type crush on this guy.
Have you written him a letter?
I haven't written to him yet, no. You know, I go back and forth on whether I actually want to write to him
or not. What do you want to say to him?
I don't know what I want to say to him. I just want to know him. I want to understand him. I find it hard to believe that, you know, he could have enjoyed the things that he allegedly did in that video. To me, you know, the more I read about his history, the things that he's posted online about his past, it just seems that he might have been going through the motions in that video, if it is him. And if he is guilty, I can only imagine that it's because he's rebelling back against society for all these perceived wrongs in his life.
Here's where I sort of worry about you, is that this is a guy where the only thing in the world he wanted was to be famous.
Right.
And he wanted fans. And he was willing to do anything, whether it be altering his appearance, doing pornography, or eventually murder. And he wanted people like you. He wanted this, you know, sort of worship and schoolgirl crush from fans. And you're exactly part of his plan.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm fully aware of that. It is sick that I'm feeding exactly what he wanted, but to me,
that is all he wanted. Is he that this whole thing, like whether it's allegedly or not, like you have to like kind of go to the root of this here. And a guy died because he hoped that someone like you would say, "I want to be your friend."
I want to know what in his life caused him to feel that way.
But a guy died so someone like you, who's married and a mother, would look at him and say, "You're beautiful."
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
Have you talked to other people who share the same views and same feelings as you?
I have talked to literally hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many of us out there, and there is a really, there's a full gamut of fans, supporters, whatever you want to call us. There are people that are simply on this, you know, drooling over the image of beauty and, you know, wanting to jump his bones, essentially.
Lexa joins us right now on the Roz and Mocha Show. It's Kiss 92.5. She's the one that runs the blog Luca Magnata Obsession, mm-hmm. Simply because she is totally obsessed with this guy.
So, Lexa, this is some of the stuff that you say on your website. How can a monster be so beautiful and intriguing? He attracts people who want to fix him, who want to be there for him, who want to comfort him. No matter how much I fantasize about Luca while I'm awake, I cherish the dreams. The dreams seem so real sometimes.
What does your husband think of all this?
My husband is somewhat aware of my obsession, and he thinks that it's maybe a little over the top. But
what do you mean somewhat aware? He doesn't know the full extent of it?
No, he does not know that I'm Lexa.
Okay, so if your husband doesn't know that you're Lexa, and it's a really just a basic schoolgirl crush, and you say it's not sexual in any way and there's no fantasies, then why hide it?
Because it's so extreme, it's so over the top, and it is so consuming.
Have you ever thought of talking to a therapist about this?
I've thought about it, yeah.
Not going to go through with it at all?
I might. I mean, it's been, a month and a half now. I don't know, you know, how long it's really going to continue at this level, but honestly, I'm at the point where I think I'm moving on more from the schoolgirl crush type to just being fascinated with what underlies, what could have created the person that he is.
Before we let you go, you've seen women like you before, whether it be on television or in a documentary or you're reading a magazine. You've seen women like you before. Somebody who has no association with somebody on death row or a killer or something like this, and they develop these crushes on them. In the past, what has your opinion been about those women?
Obviously, that they're nuts. I mean, it seems completely ridiculous, and I thought, you know, oh my God, those poor lonely girls. And I'm not some poor lonely girl,
no,
you know.
Because you're married and a mother.
Yeah, and I'm
in love with this guy in the closet.
Yeah.
Okay, Lexa, people will form their own opinion about you, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and they can feel free to.
Where can they contact you if they want to?
Well, we have the blog link.
Yeah,
that's for
I have
sure.
a blog link, and there's a contact page on my blog.
Okay.
How many hater comments do you get a day?
I get a few, but I get a lot more people that thank me for my writings because they feel like I'm speaking from inside their own minds.
Okay, so it's Luca Magnata Obsession is your blog, and Lexa is your name.
That's right.
And thank you so much for being on the Roz and Mocha Show.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on Kiss 92.5.